I wouldn't remove anything. That's not saying that I'm not embarrassed about certain things, but frankly, I believe that once we start removing things or people start promising me that they can remove things, that's a false promise.
Actually, when I started at Wikimedia, I had to go back and look at everything that was associated with my name. And there were some personal statements that I made 10 years ago, maybe, that were on social networks, for example. And I have control over hiding them or removing them. There was very little that I touched. Partially because it is my history. It shows you who I was and who I am today, because nobody, none of us are static as human beings. But another reason is because as we talk about Wikimedia content, we're talking about notability. We're talking about people that are in the media for a reason. People don't appear on Wikipedia without some sort of reference, usually printed reference. And that is why this is especially harsh, because it's like removing something from a newspaper that was printed before. It's like removing a reference to a book in the library. That would be the analogy that you would use for something that's happening on the internet. And because it's digital, people don't necessarily yet see it that way.
For me, history is a human right. And one of the worst things that a person can do is attempt to use force to silence another. And so for me, this isn't even a question. I've been in the public eye for quite some time. Some people say good things. Some people say bad things. People dig up whatever things I ever did in my life. That's history. And I would never, ever use a court of any kind of legal process like this to try to suppress the truth. I just think that's deeply immoral.